Yo, what's up, everyone? Hoop fans of the world and the nation. This is Buzzer Beaters. I'm Eddie Aparicio, and this is my co-host, Anthony Tuan Corral, and we are also known as the Cisco Kids. This is episode 38. We've been doing this for a while now, bro, and we are live. Live because we want to hear from you, right? We are live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and we are here because we want to get your commentary, right? So, by the way, you can find us at gremlingsmedia.com. You can also find us at any of your podcast outlets that you can think of, YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, X, pretty much any outlet you can think of. Just remember to call out Gremlings Media or Buzzer Beaters, and you will go ahead and find us. So, if you haven't seen our show before, we kind of spend about an hour is our goal. And we've only gotten to an hour, I think, once, bro. You know, it's always a little bit over. It's always like an hour and 20, hour and 15, hour and 30 sometimes. But, dude, it's rare that we've gotten below an hour. But our intent is to be an hour, right? Now, we only have two topics this week that we're going to cover. We typically cover, two to three topics every episode, sometimes four, depending on what's going on. And, you know, we are a podcast that's dedicated to basketball with an emphasis on the NBA. And we've been talking about NBA since, you know, the beginning of the season, right? We have dibbled and dabbled in NCAA men's and also WNBA, but NBA is our focus. So what we're going to talk about this week is we're going to talk about the All-Star weekend that just happened this weekend, right? Yeah. That's first. We're not going to spend too much time because the next segment is that a one that Tuan and I have been working on for the last 6 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And now it's culminating to this week where we are going to determine the best divisional team of all time as well as the best one-on-one player of all time. We're kind of doing this NBA 2K kind of thing, but not through a simulation of a game. We're kind of talking.
This is bar talk. We're just talking.
Right? I mean, the thing is, Twain and I, we have a lot of basketball knowledge, mainly because basketball is our number one sport for both of us. We both played, I could have played in college, but they wanted me to change my major. We both coached. So we have a lot, and we both watch it religiously, right? So we know a lot about hoops. Granted, some of these players that are on some of these teams, we don't necessarily have all of the background or the experience for some of these older generational players. We've seen some video clips. But most of the guys that we have on this show that we have talked about in each of these divisional teams, we have seen pretty much most of their careers, right? So we're very knowledgeable on our experience with basketball. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that second, and then I think that'll be it. We're going to probably go through the whole hour, an hour and a half for the show. So just, brace yourself, stay tuned. We got a lot of good content. We also are going to compare what we say versus what AI says, okay?
Correct.
Juan already kind of punched in all of these, matchups, and AI has its opinion. And they some of them are going to be really close, right? We have to pick, right? So Juan and I have to, essentially like we did previous weeks, we have to go ahead and, decide on one team, right? Collectively. Correct. We're going to make our cases. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and get into it, bro. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is, I know this is something you wanted to host, man. The NBA
All-Star. I did.
Yeah.
I did. So the NBA All-Star Weekend, we had the here in the Bay Area, we had the honor of hosting the NBA All-Star Weekend over here at Chase Center. For those of you that have not been there, it's a pretty nice area. They just built a little what they call a splash bar right next to the arena, which is very Las Vegas-y. A lot of big screens, a lot of, bar food, that type of thing. There's kind of good food there. There's a lot going on. It's called Thrive City, for those that don't know. So the whole area, they've kind of built a whole, area there to host all kinds of people. If you watch the TNT, Draymond was on there and all those people in the background, that's all Thrive City.
Oh, that's the outdoor right by the –
correct, that's right. That's basically the front, right? So right in front of the other side of where they're talking, right? They can't see it, but where they would be facing is 3rd Street, right? Watched most of it. I can't say that I watched every single thing, but I wanted to give some commentary, some feedback, because there was a lot of troubling things that I kind of brought out of this All-Star Weekend, and I wanted to kind of pick your brain, Eddie. So first of all, let me ask you, did you get an opportunity to see the All-Star? What'd you do? Where did you watch it? That type of thing.
Yeah. So, bro, I got to tell you, man, it was a week from hell last week, primarily because, you know, the week of Valentine's week is always kind of just a crazy week for the Aparicio family here because my birthday is on the 13th, right? Then yeah. Valentine's Day, then my daughter's birthday is on the 15th, right? So my daughter flew into town and we had to go pick her up in San Jose at the San Jose airport, which is about, you know, 35, 40 minute drive from where we live. So I had to go pick her up. And of course her flight was delayed. You know, I didn't pick her up till 10:30, drove her back. And then, you know, my wife's sitting here waiting. And then, you know, we got here at 11:30 and they had to drive another hour to go get ready for a wedding that was the following day on Valentine's Day. So we really didn't get to really, you know, celebrate Valentine's yet, right? Because we had this wedding of my goddaughter who got married on Valentine's Day on Friday. And then Saturday we had, you know, one of my aunts turned 90. So we had like a big shindig for her. And man, I got to tell you, this aunt's incredible, man. She's got so much energy. I just hope I can bottle that energy. I hope I can have that energy in the next 10 years is all I got to say, bro. But anyway, but to answer your question, I'm just giving you a glimpse of how my week was, right?
Yeah.
But then that Saturday night, you know, you remember my 50th birthday? I had a couple of DJs, right? There's a DJ and then I had an MC.
Correct.
So the DJ, his dad is Lucius Allen. Okay, former NBA player who played for the Bucks. He played for the Lakers. He played for, I forgot, the Pistons, I think. Or I forgot who the other. There's four teams that he played for. He played in the NBA for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And my boy, Bakir, is like, hey, man, what are you doing Saturday? And I had plans to go to my aunt's 90th birthday, but I really wanted to meet his dad, right? So I kind of broke things up. So I ended up getting there like around 6. So I got a chance to see – you know, the 3-point contest and also the slam dunk in its entirety, right? All of those.
Yeah.
But I got to say, it was really a cool, you know, thing to meet him because, you know, he has, you know, Bakir has pictures of him in the house. And it was cool seeing like a former NBA player, all, you know, he's an old timer, right? And, you know, Bakir, you know, kind of showed me some pictures of him kind of, you know, him and his dad kind of, you know, hanging out with Kareem, right? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a friend of his, right?
Nice.
So I actually, you know, got a chance to really sit down and talk to this guy about hoops. And, you know, Bakir said, this would be really good content for your podcast because you have an NBA dedicated podcast, right? So, you know, he's like, just bring some questions and go ahead and just see what my dad says, right?
Nice.
So real quick, before we get into the All-Star thing, you know how you and I, we discussed kind of the best team of all time, like if we were to go ahead and pick hand-pick players, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you pick like Kobe, LeBron, you know, you had kind of a positionless team, right?
Yes.
And so you know who he picked. Okay. This is who he picked as his best starting five of all time.
All right. I'm all ears.
Yeah. He had Magic Johnson as the point.
Okay.
Okay. Then he had Michael Jordan as the two. He had LeBron James as the three.
Yes.
And then the four, let me see. I think I forgot who he had as the four. It might have been. I forgot who the four was. I think he might have had Hakeem at the four, like I had, right? And then he had Kareem as the five, right?
Okay.
So then there's other guys in there talking about hoops, and they're like, hey, what about Wilt? And this was the line of the night, man. And he's like, man, Wilt couldn't guard Kareem. And I saw it all the time, right?
Oh,
he couldn't guard him, right? And I'm like, oh, it was the line of the night. You're like,
wow.
I saw Kareem. Kareem just schooled him. Wilt couldn't stop Kareem. Kareem could stop Wilt from time to time, but not the other way around. I'm like, dang, right? So it was cool. Then the other thing is, like, I asked him, you know, out of all the skills that a basketball player has, because, you know, we had that podcast where we talk, you know, the greatest skill players of all time, right?
Correct.
I think it was, like, episode number 5 or 6 that we had. You know, we're at episode 38 right now. And, you know, at the top of the tier with Kobe and Michael Jordan, right? So I kind of wanted to get his opinion as to which skills, you know, matter the most, right, as an NBA player. And immediately he said defense, right? But to take it a step further, he said the biggest skill that I think any NBA player should have and be good at and be a separator is rebounding. And I'm like, that surprised me. That honestly surprised me. I thought defense for sure would be the one that he chose, right? But he picked rebounding. So Okay. But anyway, so we were there watching the games or watching the skills, you know, the 3-point contest, which is cool. We saw, you know, our hometown guy, Buddy Hield, just lose by 1 point to Tyler Hero, which was cool, yep. Right? And then the slam dunk contest, man, that guy, Mac McClung, he's incredible, man. I mean, he saved the dunk contest for sure. I think that one thing we should do is, you know, we can talk about how they should change it, but that guy's incredible, man. I mean, you know, he's like a frog jumping out of, you know.
He jumped over the car and off his hands.
Evan Mobley on a platform. It's like, dang, man, this guy's crazy. He's got crazy.
No, and I remember if you remember a ways back, Blake Griffin jumped over a car, but Blake Griffin jumped over the hood of the car.
Yeah, the sort of right. Aaron Gordon. Aaron
Gordon over the hood. Too. This guy jumped over the car, the entire car, like the roof of the highest point of the car. He jumped it.
You know what's interesting is before the slam dunk contest happened, I asked him who he thought the greatest dunker ever was. And yeah, well, he was thinking about it. He's like, oh man, Dominique. And then he was thinking Jordan. And then I brought up, I just said this. I go, man, I got to tell you something. The greatest dunker I ever saw, and this is before Mac McClung, because Mac McClung might be the greatest I've ever seen, man. But I said, Aaron Gordon, man. Aaron Gordon was crazy because he gets crazy hops and he does it with like such power, right?
Yeah.
So then he kind of like thought about it. He's like, oh, you know what? I think I agree with that because Aaron Gordon does come on strong and he does have pops. I think I'm going to agree with you on that. So he thought Aaron Gordon would be the best dunker he had ever seen. But, you know, I don't know. I think Mac McClung might be the best dunker I've ever seen, honestly, now. So I got a chance to see it. I know you have some questions. Go for it. I just want to kind of.
Yeah, so, you know, me being the forever pessimist, I wanted to ask you some things that I saw. So I wanted to start with. I don't know if you watched the TNT broadcast, but there was a section where Draymond Green was blasting basically the current format, blasting, you know, the All-Star game is being boring. And I think Oscar Robertson has spoken to this. I know Stephen A. Smith has spoken to this. But I just wanted to get your opinion. You know, most of the feedback that we're getting is, yeah, Draymond, we agree it is boring, and we agree that it's your generation's fault. It's your guys' fault that it's boring because you guys don't put effort in the All-Star game.
Yeah,
when the East plays West, no one cares. And so I wanted to get I wanted to kind of follow that a little bit but I wanted to ask you, did you get a chance to hear that?
I did not get a chance to hear. I did hear about some of the commentary, but I didn't get to see it live. Okay. You know, I didn't get to see it as it happened just because of my crazy, you know, Saturday when I was driving all over the place and didn't really get a chance to see. I came in late. You know,
That got me thinking a little bit, you know, like, why doesn't anyone care? Why doesn't it matter?
Right.
And in my head, by order of guilt, I think it's LeBron's fault. I think it's Steph's fault. And I think it's Durant's fault.
Okay. Elaborate, brother.
Yes, all three of them hold it. Now, LeBron is a businessman.
Yeah. Okay?
And if you look at the way he treated the All-Star game this particular year,
he
bowed out of it with
he
bowed out with like 30 minutes to go before the game was played, which didn't allow them to find a substitute.
A substitute, yep.
Then when he took his picture, he was in street clothes while everybody else was in their uniform. Now, Giannis bowed out a week ago or longer.
Yeah.
He showed up with his uniform and he took a team picture with his uniform.
Right.
Which gets me going to LeBron. LeBron, as we all know, is a businessman. He always has been a businessman. He makes decisions based on what's best for him, not what's best for the league. So the reason he's responsible is because everyone sees him and says, well.
Oh, they follow suit. Yeah.
I gotta do what's right for me.
Right.
And what's right for you isn't always right for the fans. So that's why LeBron, you know, if you want to be the guy, you got to show these guys how to act. And what you've taught them is what matters is you, your money, your health, you're taking care of your body, you're taking games off. Okay. So that was kind of one.
Right.
Durant is a curmudgeon, right? He is a curmudgeon. Okay. He doesn't, you know, he's always like, it's like he loathes the media.
He loathes anything that is negative
his way. So what he does is he focuses only on basketball, but not in the degree where it's just him as an art form. It's him, how much he can get better, how much he can produce. You know, and I'm not saying he's a selfish player because he passes and all that. but he's kind of guarded. He's a guarded individual.
For sure.
Right? Yep. And then you look at Steph, the showman, right? Steph's the showman. You know, always got a smile on his face, you know, always. And when he does this, he's a very skilled individual. And so he doesn't portray, like, grit. You know, he doesn't portray, like, strong attitude. He's a strong guy. He's an assassin. But he doesn't portray it, like, out on the court. You don't see it as a physical manifestation of his energy, right? He's more, like, dancing around and shooting, right? Kind of like Magic to some degree. So I look at these three guys, and I'm going, there's no Kobe. There's no Jordan. There's no – and I don't mean that as a player. I mean that as a mentality, right? There's no one that's going out there and going, I don't give a F if this is an all-star game or not. You're not getting past me, bro.
No, I hear you. And you know what? And you know what kind of is indicative of this new attitude? Is like, you know, back in the day when we watched basketball, right?
Yep.
I mean, the rules were very different. They were rough, right? I mean, we all know the bad boys of the Detroit Pistons kind of just, you know, had the Jordan rules, right? Just multiple fouls because they had to call Lewis, but you're going to hurt this guy in the process, right?
Correct.
So, but you know, back then, teams didn't really like each other, man.
No.
And after the games, you wouldn't see these guys kind of going after each other, hugging, you know, each other and, you know, kind of catching up. They just like, they'd go to their own locker rooms pissed because one of the teams lost, right? And the other guys just gloating about it. And you don't see that anymore. It's kind of
like. No, you don't. And, you know, you look at Magic and Larry, right? Like, which they ended up, they're good friends. You know, their careers. But even as they started to become friendly, their attitude was, no, I don't want to play with you. I want to beat you.
Right.
Like that's the reward for me, bro. It isn't playing with, but yet, you know, and Steph to a lesser degree, LeBron really kind of started it, the whole build a franchise, you know, just add water or whatever. But, but you know, so I look at these guys and I'm going, dude, there's no one. And one little ray of hope, tiny, tiny little ray of hope. Was where Wembanyama was playing. Because Wembanyama was trying to swat people. He was moving. Obviously, to some degree, he was outmatched because some players are quicker or they're, you know, they can get around him or whatever. Yeah. But, I hope to God he keeps that. Because what I want to see is a player that comes out that says, dude, I don't want to play with you guys. I don't care if it's All-Stars. I'm going to make you look bad. And that was really the reason they introduced the Rising Stars. Right, which was what Draymond was crapping all over. Like, oh, why are we, you know, everyone works hard to be an NBA. Well, dude, if you played hard, you know, maybe at the risk of getting embarrassed by a bunch of, you know, 20-year-olds, maybe now you'll freaking suck it up and actually matter and play. And so I was looking at this and I'm going, dude, like, and this is just, to some degree, it permeates through the league right now, right? This is where they take days off and they're, and you know, and I thought about it, you know, and I'm wondering, is it because of the mass amount of money they get? Is it because they just genuinely don't care anymore? Is it, you know, what is it? What is at the heart of, like, the change in attitude? Because, you know, if you look back in the 60s and 70s and 80s and even the 90s, they obviously got paid less, but they were hungrier. You know, they wanted to play, and they didn't really care if their career was 50 years or 10 minutes. They were going to freaking give it everything they had, and some of that is, like, lost a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and it's hard to point to what it is, man, honestly, just because, you know, I think just the generations now are just different, man. I mean, you know, the whole kumbaya after the game, like I said, that's...
I don't like it.
It's, you know, everybody's like hugging, taking pictures, taking their jerseys off, getting to each other, you know, and catching up, which is, you know, there's a part of me that respects that, right? Because, you know, having me playing sports, I did a little bit of that, you know, when I was, you know, high school playing, you know, basketball, baseball, football, there was a little bit of that sportsmanship, but I wouldn't be all like, you know, taking them aside and talking it up, right, for a long time. It'd be like a shake in the hand in acknowledgement and then move on. This is a whole more, this is more than that, right? This is like, it's different, right? They're a different generation, and I don't know how they're going to fix it, honestly, bro. It might take a player or two that have that old school mentality, right?
But it can't just be any player. That player has to be the
best. It has to be a superstar. It has to be a superstar.
And, you know, we've been talking about, like, who's the next face of the NBA, you know? And Wembanyama's name is obviously in the running, which is what sparked a little hope for me. But if you look at Jokic, you know, Jokic don't care about the NBA, you know?
No.
Like, I mean, you know, you Luka, compare
like a three-time MVP we think should, but he's just kind of nonchalant.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. I mean, yeah. Ant-Man is another one that if he gets there, he has some attitude, you know, he has a little bit. I just want, you know, it's a, you know, everyone is so caring about that everyone like you that they forget it, that it's important to have someone that no one likes. You know, it's important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Draymond has the right attitude. He's just not the face of the NBA. You know, right. He looks more like a punk than he looks like someone who's being competitive, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's because it's going to take someone like him that's a superstar to kind of change the way it is. But it's going to take some time to get there, man. Because if there's a lot of the others, then the one person who's going to be very ultra-competitive, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to need someone like a Jordan Kobe, you know, mentality to be here again and trying to change the flow, right? So,
correct.
So,
like I said, I saw a glimpse of Wembanyama and I was, you know, and I'm hopeful that he keeps that, right? That he keeps that French arrogance that I'm better than you or whatever. Dude, whatever it takes, like, to get people to, like, freaking care.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
I'm not losing, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. But let me ask, what did you think of the format that they did?
I thought the format had promise, you know? I like it. So one thing that came out of here was, you know, U.S. versus the world, which I kind of like. I kind of like that idea, you know, that you get kind of – now you start putting kind of country pride in there and see if that raises anything, any kind of results. And I think an international team is going to be very, very competitive. I mean, to some degree, could be favorite, you know, if you include Canada as international, you know, and you got obviously Eastern Europe and all those other countries. I mean, that you could produce quite a team.
No, I agree. But the other thing that I kind of like, okay, so I did like the fact that they didn't have a clock and they had a point to get to, right?
Right.
I just think that 40 points might be a little bit too much. I think maybe like, I don't know, 25, 30 or right around that. It makes it for a more competitive game, right? Because they're going to have to try harder to get, you know, because they can get to those points very quickly, right? And I think that's what they need to do is I think they had the right format in mind, like having, you know, the competition of the skills, you know, of the rising stars and the best of that would compete against these other all-star, you know, players. I think that was cool, right? Because, you know, those guys, they gave even the all-star guys, you know, a hard time, right?
Yeah.
So I think they have a format that they can work with. I think they need to just, you know, kind of tighten up the score a little bit, maybe make it like 30 points or 25 or 26 points, whatever that number is. I think they're on the right track of getting it more competitive. I don't know if it's going to be a one and done, meaning like this is,
it's going to take a minute. The other thing, and I know McClung is a superior, but the whole dunk contest, like, dude, he doesn't even, like, I don't even think he's on an NBA team right now.
No, like, but he's on the G League. I think he was wearing the Sixers or
the Magic. He was wearing the Magic because
I think he's in the G League of the Magic. Just like he was in the G League of the Warriors. He was in the G League of the Warriors.
But we're back to the pride of it, right? Where's Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Where are these players? You know, LeBron never participated, which kind of takes me to another thing. You know, and again, I don't want to bag on Steph, but dude, it's in your city, and you're not even going to be in the 3-point contest. Dude, you're not even going to like. Like, you know, someone brought up an idea, you know, like, why didn't they have a competition where it was Steph and the girl, Sabrina, whatever the girl
that is. Ionescu, yeah.
Yeah, so them two against Clay and Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
And have, like, a 3-point shooting. Like, dude, stuff like that. I'm like,
yeah. I think that would have been a winner. I honestly think it would have been a winner. So, looks like we got a comment here.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it says, Lewis, hey, would the Cisco kids prefer USA versus the world or North America versus the world? So that would also include Canada, right?
Yep.
Good point, Lewis. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's, so for me, I would prefer USA.
Probably North America?
USA.
I would say US.
Yeah, and the reason being, I think that has a higher chance of lighting fires under people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, did you hear about this hockey game that happened between Canada and US?
No.
And there was like three fights in the first like 9 seconds because of the boos that the Canadians were doing on the U.S. national anthem in the U.S. guys got pissed off and started wanting to have fights. So that within like 9 seconds, there's like three fights because of that, right? So yeah, you know, they're on the right track. I think they're just gonna have to fine tune it a little bit. You know, but dude, I know we're at 25 minutes on this, man. Anything else you want to talk about?
Bro? Well, one more commentary. If the prime NBA players aren't gonna participate in an event, then they should get rid of that event. So the dunk contest should be gone. Or you hire professional dunkers like McClellan.
Correct.
Becomes like a Harlem Globetrotters show.
Correct. Right. And that, I think that would be cool where let's just say that they pick like the NBA picks, you know, let's say they had these dunk contest contestants, right? These guys are considered the best, right? And by the way, I get additional 50 points, you know, for our fantasy league because Stephon Castle did go farther than Matas.
I saw that.
I got 50 more points on my team, man. Yeah. But anyway, I think that they should, you know, like these, like for instance, these guys that were in the dunk contest, they go out and sponsor and find a professional dunker. And, you know, they it's kind of a competition of whoever they pick for that team, you know, for team, whoever it is, right? Aaron Gordon, for team, you know, whoever that you want to, Stephon Castle for team.
But I will tell you this, Eddie, if they do that, which I'm in favor of, the NBA needs to go, you guys can't participate.
Sure.
The NBA players are no longer able to. Do you take it away from them?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, anyway, man.
All right, cool.
Anything else you want to talk about?
That was some of my thoughts from the All-Star break. I'm excited to get the season going again. You know, I think just really quick before we switch over, you know, I think the NBA is a little exciting right now. You know, we got Luka in L.A. We got De'Aaron Fox over in San Antonio. Yep. We got Jimmy Butler here. You know, we got some movement, you know, where we go, all right, let's see what comes of this.
27 games left, roughly around there, right?
Let's see what happens.
Interesting ride, man.
I don't know if you saw, but Draymond declared they'd win the championship.
Oh, man.
He said something along the lines like, I think we're going to win the championship. And then the guy asked him, he goes, can you repeat that? And he goes, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I know we're going to win the championship.
Oh, shoot. I did not see that. But
that's what he said.
You know, it all really depends on the integration or the reintegration of Jonathan Kuminga. Kerr has got his work cut out for him on how to reintegrate him because he has to play that kid. He has to.
I agree.
Yeah. And he showed the talent before he got injured that, you know, he has the ability to carry the non-Steph minutes, you know, along with maybe a Jimmy Butler, right? So, anyway. So, all right, man. So that pretty much ends our segment on the All-Star Weekend. Now we're going to finish our quest to determine the best divisional team and the best one-on-one team of all time. Now, Tuan, maybe you could just show us the first slide and the second slide. We're going to go ahead and show the audience the teams that we selected from each of these franchises. All right. So I'm going to hide the banner. So here are the results. Okay, now we have them labeled, right? Number one is Pacific Division, and these are the players that came out of the Pacific Division. Now I know that we had talked about Tuan that we were going to go ahead and possibly augment some of these teams. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. It's just going to be too hard, right?
Yeah.
Who we have is who we have, and wherever their position is. I mean, you know, that Pacific Division don't really have a center. They really have like three guards and one. Right? One small forward and one power forward. But anyway, so, you know, Southeast Division, you can see the guys that we played, we picked, you know, we went through this process for the previous 6 weeks because there's six divisions, in the NBA. And these are the teams that we picked, right? You got, in the Southwest Division, you know, I mean, all these players, I mean, you know, this team pretty much does, you know, it kind of fits pretty well. You have, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, who could probably play the two, Marc Gasol play the four or the three. I don't know. That one might be hard. Because you have three guys that are big, right? So, you know, and then go to the next one. You can see the next slide. So, these are the other teams that we picked. So there's six teams in total. Central Division, you have, you know, I mean, that team looks pretty legit, right? I mean, LeBron and Michael Jordan on the same team with Giannis. That one looks pretty formidable, man. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to banter through these. We're going to pick arbitrary matchups here soon, right here after we finish introducing all the different teams. Northwest Division, you have, you know, Durant and Jokic and all the way down to Stockton. And then the final Atlantic Division, which is the one that we picked last week. That was the last one that we did. This is the team that we came up with. And, you know, from all of these, we picked the best one-on-one players from each of these conferences, of each of these divisions. Right. So now it gets us now to, Antoine, you can go ahead and take that off. What we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and you're going to pick, I have six cards here, right? Yep. We're going to go ahead and select, this one's card number one all the way to card number six. You're going to go ahead and pick. We're going to pick the first matchup. So go ahead and pick card number, which one?
All right, so I'm going to go with card number two.
Okay. So now you got team number five.
Team five, right? Got it.
Now team five is
the Northwest Division.
Kevin Durant Division of the Western.
Garnett, Drexler, yes. And Stockton.
Okay. Now, the next one. Again, we have cards number one through five.
All right, I'm going to go with four.
Okay, so four is four.
So we got four versus five, yes?
Four versus five, right? And now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and banter as to who we think is going to win this matchup based on our experience as players, as coaches, as observers, all right? Ooh. So right here,
we already started with some Titans, bro.
If you look at how the construction of the team, right? I mean, the Central Division, you see Isaiah Thomas is easily the point guard. You have probably Reggie Miller being the two. Then you have Michael Jordan probably being a smaller three, but he can play the three, right? Then you have, or you can put LeBron at the three, but you probably have LeBron more as a power forward, right? So you put him as a power forward and Giannis as a really athletic five. That's a pretty formidable team right there, right? Then you go to the Western Conference of Northwest Division. John Stockton, one of the all-timers, right? He's the point guard. You probably have Clyde Drexler, you know, and then you have Kevin Durant. I mean, this one kind of works out perfectly.
Yep.
Kevin
Durant plays the three. Four.
Garnett's the four. Nikola Jokic is the five, right? All right, bro. So matchups.
Whew.
So you got Isaiah and Stockton matching up and guarding, right? And, you know, of course, there's going to be a bunch of, you know, switches and so forth, right? But, you know, the big issue I see here, I mean, right now, the team from the Central Division looks pretty dang athletic, man. Way more athletic than team number five. Now, team number five has, you know, pretty strong-minded guys in John Stockton and Kevin Garnett, right?
Both,
Don't underestimate John Stockton, right? As far as like him being tough, because he is tough. And here, it says tough choice with the first match.
Yeah, right off the bat. Absolutely. Right off the bat. Sure. This is right there.
All right, man. So my thought here right now is you have really, I mean, you easily have considered the top two of best three players of all time, arguably on the same team, right? With Jordan and LeBron, right? That's one that stands out.
Yep.
You have shooting with Reggie Miller, which is definitely necessary, right? If you go to team number five, you definitely have, you know, an all-timer in Kevin Durant, an all-timer in Jokic for sure, and then you have an all-timer in John Stockton, right? But the athleticism of Central Division stands out to number five. So give me your thoughts before we kind of banter on who we think is going to win.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I personally think the Team 5 is a better balanced team.
Okay. Yeah, because they're already at their natural positions.
We didn't have the augments. Correct. Yes. So, I think, you know, Jordan and Kevin Garnett are kind of the defensive leaders of each individual squad. Jokic, you know, I mean, the only guy I think that could kind of stop Jokic is maybe Giannis. Kind of on a regular basis. I think Giannis is going to really back down everybody else on that team.
Yes.
I look at Kevin Durant, who's probably the purest scorer of the whole lot. He's the, you know, I'm just talking about just as a scorer. He's a good shot blocker. The only shot blocker you have is Giannis, and, I mean, that's not his strength necessarily. He is a shot blocker. But with the five squad, Kevin Garnett and Kevin Durant, the two Kevins are shot blockers. You know, they can block shots. And so this is a tough squad. I'm kind of looking at this. I mean, obviously, if you look at accomplishments, you know, four is way more accomplished.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you look at it as a head-to-head, like I'm really liking John Stockton over Isaiah Thomas for that squad.
Like he's a scrappy player, man.
And Isaiah Thomas is historically a better scorer, but Stockton's a better shooter.
He's a better shooter, better pass distributor, probably a better floor general, right?
Correct.
For sure.
Correct.
And an underrated defensive player, honestly, too.
Correct.
I mean, he's a steals leader for a reason, right?
Yep.
But here,
the weakest link I would put here is probably Clyde Drexler.
Clyde Drexler was
a good ball handler.
Correct.
He was a smooth player, but he's probably the weakest link out of the whole lot.
Yep. Okay. So, okay. Lewis went ahead and made his choice. He said, I would take five by a nanometer. All right.
Woo!
So I honestly think team four would be the team that would be. That's the way I was leaning. And the primary reason why I'm leaning that way, bro, is because if you look at the three dominant players on that team, LeBron, Giannis, Michael, they are all two-way players, and they're all two-way good players, right? Whereas Michael is probably a two-way great player. LeBron was a great defensive player at one time, but he doesn't do that as much. We're picking these guys at their prime right now.
Correct.
Right? So Giannis... He's an elite offensive and defensive player. He just can't shoot that well, right? But
Correct.
For that reason alone, those three guys being very, very strong two-way players is the reason why I would pick that team over team number five.
Yeah, and the one thing that I think so my concerns with team four, number one, ball dominance.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they won't. I mean, yeah, the ball's going to move a lot.
LeBron shines the most when he has the ball in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
But on this team, he wouldn't have the ball in his hand.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Reggie Miller fits perfectly in that team because he moves without the ball. He was Steph Curry before Steph Curry
Correct.
In terms of just motion and moving around. So he fits perfectly. You know, obviously, moving politics aside, obviously Isaiah and Michael hate each other, but we're going to assume they love each other because they're on the same team. But but I think Jordan can play a little off the ball. The one that I think really takes a hit on this team is LeBron because of his style of play.
Yeah, but the other thing you got to take into account, bro, is championship pedigree, right? You got six with Jordan. You got one with Giannis. You got one. Well, how many with Isaiah? Was it three? Two?
Three.
I forgot. Right.
Three.
Then you got LeBron, who's got four. Right there,
Correct.
These guys know how to win, man, and that also plays into it. That's a
fact. You're right. And Jordan has beat Stockton. Jordan has beat Drexler. So we know.
Yeah.
You know, but Durant has two. Jokic has one. Garnett has two.
Yep.
Right. Drexler and Stockton don't have
any.
Correct.
Right. Right.
So no, I think. Man, I just really like the synergy of that five squad.
All right, bro. So why don't we do that?
But I think you're right. No, I think you're. I think four would win.
Four would. Okay. So what?
Have concerns about LeBron's effectiveness in this particular lineup.
Okay. So why don't we do this? What does AI say?
All right. So AI says this is the Central Division.
Yep.
Versus the Eastern Central versus Northwest.
Central versus Central. And that's who we pick, man.
Yeah.
So,
I agree. I think, you know, there's too much winning there.
Oh, for sure. And that's a differentiator, man, for sure.
Correct.
All right, man. So now you can go ahead and take that one off.
Yep.
And then now we're going to go to the next matchup. So,
all
again,
right.
We have one through four. Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to go four.
Okay. You have team number two.
Okay. Team number two. All right. And then I'm going to go... Two.
Then you got one, two, three.
Two.
We have team number three.
So two versus three,
two
right?
Versus three, yes.
Yep. All right. Here we go.
And here it comes.
And here we go.
All right.
Two versus
so we
three.
We have the Southeast Division, and we have Shaq. Okay, now let's see how they – okay, Baron Davis is the point.
Yep.
You probably have probably Dwayne Wade as, I don't know, Dominique probably is more of a two than a three. So probably put Dwayne Wade as the three, Dominique as the two, Wes Unseld as the four, and then Shaquille O'Neal as the five, right?
Correct.
That kind of works out. Now, correct, the Southwest Division, definitely correct, have Chris Paul, the point guard, right? Yep. Then you have some challenges right here from a matchup standpoint, right? So you have Marc Gasol, who has to be the center, only because he's not going to be able to guard the perimeter like these other guys can, right? Tim Duncan, correct, although he's not as shifty-footed as, you know, he's definitely more shifty-footed than Marc Gasol, right? Olajuwon, we know he's agile as they get, right? So he can, yep, pretty much play. So Chris Paul will be the one. Then I would say probably Dirk Nowitzki as the two. Then I would say probably this is where it gets hard. Right?
It gets really hard.
And then you get Tim Duncan probably as a three, but he's way – maybe you put – yeah, you have to put Tim Duncan as a three. You have to put Olajuwon as the four and Marc Gasol at the five. Now,
let's put Olajuwon as a three, baby. Come on.
But you can see that this, because of the roster construction, there's going to be some challenges in matchups, especially from a defensive side in guarding team number two. Team number three is going to have some challenges in guarding team number two in the open court, for one. And, you know, because you have two really good slashers in Dwayne Wade and Dominique Wilkins, as well as Baron Davis, right? I mean, those three right there are just they're very, very fleet-footed, man. And so, but, you know, if we look at the same argument as far as, like, championships, right? You know, Shaq, I think, he has four? Does he have three or four? I forgot.
He has four. Shaq has four.
Okay. Dwayne Wade has two. And Dominique doesn't have any. Baron doesn't have any. Wes Unseld, I think he has one.
I think Wes Unseld has one.
One, right? Okay. So then you got a team who has two. Mark has none. Dirk Nowitzki has one. Tim Duncan has five. Chris Paul has none.
Correct. Right?
So they're pretty balanced from a championship caliber standpoint.
Yeah.
It comes down to matchups. And, you know, by us doing, you know, once a team gets eliminated, they're out of the discussion, right?
Correct.
It's probably unfair, but to make this thing kind of move, we have to do correct, it that yeah, way, right?
Yeah, otherwise, we're going to try to keep it under 10 hours.
Yeah, exactly. We're already at 42 minutes, and we got a long way to go, bro. So, all right, so let's try and make it quick, man. So I pick in this matchup, and it's only because of the way they're constructed, I would say that team number two is slightly better than team number three.
Because of matchups. I would definitely go team three.
Okay, team number three.
And the reason being is outside of Dwayne Wade, team two has practically no shooting.
Yeah, Dominique Wilkins is streaky. Baron Davis is too. Baron Davis is too.
Yeah, but I'm saying very limited, right? And I look at team three, and dude, team two isn't stopping 3T once they get in the paint.
Well, I mean, Shaq will be in foul trouble like within a quarter trying correct, to stop a team.
And even though Marc Gasol might be the center on offense, on defense, Akeem's going to guard Shaq, and he'll shut him down. Right.
Yeah.
Then you got something like Chris Paul, who is a pretty good defensive player and a very smart floor general. I mean, obviously he's going to guard, you know, Baron Davis. Wes Unseld, you know, he's a rebounding machine, which takes us back to your Lucius Allen kind of quality.
So
right.
Lewis says three all the way.
And I agree. I agree with Lewis. I think, you know, you look at Wes Unseld, he's a rebounding machine. You know, like I was saying, it takes you back to your conversation with Lucius Allen, a quality that he would want. But I'm looking at the shooting, and I'm going, yeah, I don't know. I mean, right, I would say Nowitzki's a way better shooter than Wade.
So why don't we – okay, you and I differ on this. Now all we're right, going to use AI as the tiebreaker.
All right,
so
all right, here
AI
we go.
AI is going to be our tiebreaker.
All right, so this is Southeast versus Southwest.
Two versus three.
Correct. AI has Southwest. Three.
So the team three. Okay, man. Team three is the winner. All right. So then team two is gone. All right, man. So you got that one. All right, last one. This is the last matchup, right?
Okay.
We have team one with the ace, if you can see it, ace.
Yep, team
and
one.
And then team number two is six.
So one, okay,
so
six.
Specific.
All right,
specific
one,
division.
Six.
Yep.
Bringing it up here.
All right.
By the way, Eddie, I know people are going to ask that are watching this, and I don't think it's a fair question, but – what rules are we playing?
Probably just You know, we're going to have to, I mean, probably like a total like 5-on-5 street game, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, the refs are out of the question, man. Just these guys.
Yeah, I'm taking the big guys there because they're going
to. Yeah. All right, man. So here we go. Here we go. The Pacific Division. Now, how we break this down. Okay. Now, Oscar Robertson, I mean, we have 3 point guards right there with Oscar Robertson, Steve Nash, and Stephen Curry, right?
Yes.
Oscar Robertson, because of his size, we can probably move him to a 2, although he's probably better as a 1 because he doesn't really shoot. So we might have to decide. Do we make Steve Nash or Steph Curry the point guard in this scenario?
No, I think Nash could be the point guard because Curry can play off the ball really well. So
okay, so then Oscar Robertson plays as the 3,
and then Robertson plays the 3,
and then we put Kobe Bryant as the 4, and then Blake Griffin as the 5.
This is like team is severely undersized, Eddie.
Severely undersized.
Correct.
But skilled as hell,
had we gone with my choice of Kareem?
instead of Kobe, instead of Shelby?
Yeah, no, Kobe's deserving.
Yeah, he's the right guy.
I'm busting your chops.
All right, man.
But the Pacific Division is definitely suffering from circumstances.
From a size standpoint.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't go about doing this with roster construction being the target of how we just picked the best from each
franchise. No, we couldn't do that because we were picking the best player in the franchise history.
Correct. All right. So we know that they're going to be challenged from a size standpoint, from a desire standpoint, okay, from a championship standpoint. Oscar Robertson, did he ever win one? I think he had one. I think he got one with the I forgot who it Bucks or something. Anyway, I think he has one.
I think you're right.
Kirby has 4. Kobe Bryant has 5. Right. Then we have here the Atlantic Division. Okay, how they're constructed. So we have Allen Iverson as the point. Then. We probably
Walt put Frazier Walt Frazier
as the 2, and then we probably put Larry Bird as the 4, and then Tracy McGrady as the 3, and then probably put like Julius Erving as the small 5. I mean, both these teams are small, relatively, right?
They're
kind of small ball. These guys are like Don Nelson's dreams right here.
So, his wet dream.
So here's Lewis. No big guy, but I'll take one. Curry would still cook. All right, Lewis.
Nice. I love it.
All right, man. So, in looking at just a quick observation. Okay. Definitely Kobe Bryant is a killer, right? Yeah. Larry Bird is also
a killer.
All right. Stephen Curry, we know he can cook. I would say Stephen Curry and Allen Iverson. I don't know. Allen Iverson would probably break Curry down. In trying to guard him, right? I mean, Iverson will break anybody down in trying to guard them, right? He's correct. Too fast, right?
Well, in this particular matchup, you're going to have a really hard time guarding Curry in the perimeter.
Yeah, the only guy who could is Allen Iverson, really.
To some degree,
and Walt Frazier too. Is you know, I never see Walt Frazier play. So, and then Tracy McGrady's pretty agile, man. He'd be probably on Curry to try and shut him down because long guys do affect Curry. Long guys get in Curry's head, right? But if they neutralize Curry, I mean, Steve Nash is quite the shooter, man. Steve Nash was a great shooter.
Yes, he is.
Right? I mean, he's kind of like John Stockton light, honestly. That to me, I always thought he compared very well to John Stockton, but a little bit more of a, I would say a little bit flashier than Stockton from an offensive standpoint. But defensive Stockton was better. All right. So it's just at first glance, man, I would say that I would go team 1-2, man. I think team 1 is looks better overall, even though they're small. I just think that they're just more skilled. You know, that's what I see.
I'm looking.
I mean, you got Allen Iverson, Larry Bird, and Tracy McGrady.
So I'm gonna give you a little fun fact.
Okay.
After this, after we pick, because it's something I just noticed.
Okay.
But I'm going to agree with you. The Pacific Division as well. I'm going to agree with Lewis.
Okay.
The Pacific Division.
We all picked the Pacific. All right. So what does AI say, man?
AI says that the Atlantic would win this. So
what?
Now, here's a little fun fact.
Okay.
Because I ran all of this against AI, and I'm sort of hedging my bet here, but. AI didn't have the Pacific Division beating anybody.
No way.
Yes.
Yes. That's constructed here.
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy, man.
I know that's probably more info than we need right now, but I noticed it and I just had to say something because, but I am also picking team one.
Okay.
I think Curry's going to stretch out the court and, you know, McGrady and Blake Griffin kind of offset each other in terms of athletic dunkers.
Yep.
You know, Dr. J, I mean, he's pretty good, but Kobe's going to be all up in his grill.
Yep.
You know, yeah, I'm sticking with team one.
So now we got our final three, bro. And how we're going to do this now is we're going to have them all somewhat play each other, but we're going to have to do this somewhat quick because we still got to do the best one-on-one player.
So, correct.
All right, so the first matchup, I'm going to go ahead and have you look at so the first matchup is going to be Central Division.
Okay.
So team number four versus Southwest Division. Team number three.
Three, okay. So three versus four, all right.
Three versus four.
Got it. All right.
All right. And then whoever wins this, we're going to have to, yeah. All right.
All right.
All right, so this is, okay, yeah, this is the one. This one has Chris, yeah, this Ooh. One, man, dude, okay. To me, I still say Central Division, man. I still see, there's too many problems on team four, man, for team three to deal with, honestly. There's just way too many problems. I mean, geez.
Yeah, I can't see teams, and you know. Can't. You know I love me some Akeem. You know that. But
I do too, man. But, dude, I mean, that team four is a problem, man.
Team four is a problem. I'm just trying to see, like, where, you know. So for the sake of this conversation, Tim Duncan, in my opinion, is severely underrated.
He is underrated. He's one of the underrated players in former podcast.
Yeah, he is insanely underrated. Marc Gasol, in all fairness, doesn't even really belong here. I mean, he is the best Grizzly, so we picked the best Grizzly.
Yeah.
But he's out of
He's not in the same class as these guys.
He's not in the same class as anyone on this list.
Correct.
You know? And so that really hinders
that team
three.
Yeah.
You know? If you could
all of the team, all team four is, they're all Hall of Famers. All of them.
Either already or will be.
Yeah, exactly. But they're all.
Reggie Miller's just deadly. Jordan's got that mentality. You know, I mean, you got three guys that can really run point, while in the Southwest, you really only got Chris Paul that can run point. No one else really can.
Yep.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
What does AI say, man?
What
does AI say?
So this is
Southwest versus Central.
Southwest versus Central. AI called it even.
No.
That's what AI called it.
That's crazy. That's crazy talk. AI is just, dude. AI's smoking it, man.
There was a handful of that they called even, and this was one of them. Central.
All right, so
Southwest.
Lewis says agreed, number four. Okay?
All right.
So we all pick number four. AI is just kind of a tiebreaker, all right? We're not going to listen to it unless. All right, so now we have team four winning. Now, what about if we make team three versus team one?
Team three versus team one, all right.
Yep.
Getting there, 1-5.
Well, that's going to be Pacific Division versus the South.
Yep.
Yep. So that would be, versus the Southwest. So, all right, man. Okay, so this is Kobe, Blake, Steph, Oscar, Robertson.
So first of all, team one has nobody. And I repeat, nobody that can stop a game.
Nobody.
No,
Kobe can try. Kobe can try.
Sure, Kobe can try all he wants. He's going to get railroaded.
And Blake Griffin, the size of Southwest is too overwhelming, but the skill of team one is overwhelming.
Correct. So what I was going to say on the flip side is, Chris Paul has the best chance, but really no one can stop Steph.
Chris Paul can cause
Assuming
problems,
Steph
he's not going to stop him.
Right? Assuming Steph doesn't miss, but and if you try to stop Steph, then you just give it to Nash.
Yeah, and Steve Nash can shoot, right?
Yep.
So I mean, the size of Team 3 is the problem. They're huge.
They're humongous.
They have 4 7-footers, man. You know, man, Tim Duncan's 6'10", and he is, or whatever. Yeah, but that's huge. It's a huge
team. This is straight up, you know,
small ball versus big ball, man.
This is like New York Knicks versus Don Nelson.
Yes, exactly. All right, so we have to make a choice, man. I'm going to go ahead and pick Team 1 just because I think they're more skilled. What do you say?
Yeah, this is full court. They're going to be running up and down.
Right.
Yeah.
It's full court.
Yeah. God, this is crazy, bro. This is crazy right here.
I know. But there's matchup problems everywhere on this freaking matchup right here, man. It's going to come down. Smalls typically beat bigs, usually. Typically.
Yeah. I go with Team 1, too, because 3 is greater than 2, and Team 1 is going to score a lot of 3s.
All right. So who do you pick?
Team 1.
Okay, I'm picking Team 1, too. All right, so now we have the last but not least Team 1 versus Team 4. Okay, that's it. This is the last one, then we're going to crown it. All right, so now we have Lewis says, I'd go with 1, but not by much.
Correct. I'm with you, Lewis.
Yep. All right, so we have 1.
And I know there's probably a million people like going, what the hell are these guys talking about?
Right, so 1, so that would be Central Division versus Pacific Division.
This is a blowout, Eddie.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. Central Division, I think, takes it by a landslide.
This is just a blowout.
It's a blowout, man. And I knew that team was going to be a problem as soon as it was constructed, right?
Isaiah can guard Steph on the perimeter. Jordan can guard Steph on the perimeter. They can both guard Nash on the perimeter. LeBron James can guard any of the 3 smalls inside.
Lewis says number 4.
Because Kobe and Jordan offset each other with Jordan having a slight edge.
Yep.
You know, whether you want to put Giannis or LeBron against Blake Griffin, either of them own Griffin.
It's overwhelming, bro.
Yeah, it's just not even close.
What does AI say?
So I told you, yeah.
The Pacific Division hadn't won any matchup, right?
So Central.
Okay. So Central. Now you can go ahead and go to the winner of this one-on-one and go to the Central. So that would be the Central Division, and you can go ahead and post it up as the number 1 best divisional team of all time is the Central Division of the Eastern Conference, all right? So that is the team right here that you see is LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Reggie Miller, Isaiah Thomas, and Michael Jordan. All right, man, we finished.
I do want to call something out just before we go to the next.
Yep.
You know, I because the Lakers are so filthy rich in talent,
yes.
But I do want to point out to anyone that's listening, it is a huge injustice that Kareem and Magic Johnson are not anywhere on this list. I know that we can't.
I know that we can't
do it the way we formatted everything.
Right.
But I just think it is a huge injustice that they're not on this list.
Yeah, I mean, because when it came down to picking the best Laker, that was a hard one. But we had to give it to Kobe, man. We had to.
No, I hear you. I'm not arguing what we.
I know what you're saying.
But you imagine putting Magic on this team.
Yeah, I know.
Isaiah.
Yeah, it would be crazy, man. It would be crazy. Now, if we had to handpick the best team of all time, you know, we've already done that,
We've done that.
Just handpicked, right? Correct. And, you know, you had essentially a position list, and I had, you know, I think I had Kareem and Olajuwon as my front court, right? But anyway, yeah. So, all right, this is our best divisional team of all time. And
well deserved. So the Central Division, you guys had some talent.
For sure, man.
In your division. All right.
So let's go to our best one-on-one player of all time. So you go to slide number 24, bro. We're going to go ahead and show all the candidates from this whole process that we spent the last 6 weeks to figure out who the best one-on-one player. And, you know, from all of those divisions, from all of those players that you saw in each of the teams, we picked the best one-on-one player from each of those teams. And now we have this one-on-one discussion for to figure this out. So if you go to slide 24, bro, these are the contestants. All right. So we have Kobe Bryant, Dominique Wilkins, Hakeem Olajuwon, Michael Jordan, Kevin Durant, and Allen Iverson. I mean, correct. These guys are all killers as far as one-on-one players.
Yes.
Right? So yes. Now we're going to do the same thing here, bro. I'm going to go ahead and steer you to help you, find the right slides when we get there. Yes. Right? But, that's why I kind of – so, all right. So, here. You're going to go ahead and pick, just like we did the last time, is you're going to pick the cards, right?
Yep.
So, we got 1 through 6.
All right. Let's go 5.
Okay. 5 is 5.
Is 5. Okay.
Okay.
And so five is Kevin Durant.
Yep. 5 is Kevin Durant. Okay. Now, correct. We got – let me go ahead and shuffle it again. All right. Yep. So, now we got 1 through 5.
And I'm going to go with 1.
Okay. That's 4.
All right. So
4 versus 5.
Woo-hoo! Fire from the get-go, bro.
Oh, it's Jordan versus Durant.
Correct.
Woo! Man, this is a matchup that everybody would – this is like a really good matchup, man. And, we know that – you were kind of adamant that Kevin Garnett, and by the way, just to give you kudos on this, there was another hooper that night that went over at my buddy's house where I met Lucius Allen. There was another hooper that plays ball with all those guys. He's a big dude. This dude is huge. This guy was probably 275, 6'5", 6", right around there. He's a big dude, right?
But apparently
he was a big shooter. Like, he was a shooter on that team. Anyway. I brought up that question that we were kind of you and I were bantering about, like Kevin Garnett versus Kevin Durant. Everybody that I've talked to, most people have said Kevin Durant. This guy said Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
He said because he would get in his head, just like you said.
Yeah.
He would get in his head, call him a cupcake, get in his head, frustrating. He would just lock him down because he can't lock him down. And then Durant would just get frustrated and then, just fall apart mentally. That's what he said.
Yep. That's where I was coming from. Psychologically, I think he would torment him, bro. And he had that crazy, that face where he's on. He would just be in his grill. And I don't think Durant's ever faced anyone quite like that.
Correct. So I'm bringing that up for a reason, because if Kevin Garnett is that, Michael Jordan's that in spades, dude.
Correct.
Okay? All right?
Correct.
Now, just want to give kudos. So, the NBA players that you see today, when there's a shooter that kind of shoots on a timeout or shoots kind of a practice shot, you see guys now blocking that shot so they don't get the rhythm. The first guy to do that was Kevin Garnett, by the way.
Yep.
Right? He was the first person to do that. And everybody started following suit because that's how we got in people's heads. He's like, you're not going to get freaking, your rhythm, with me, man.
On mine, yeah. Get out of here.
Right. All right. Yeah. So I want to give that kind of precursor because this kind of is that same situation. Okay.
Correct.
You just have a smaller guy. You have a 6'6" guy versus, Garnett he called himself 6'12". So, so you got a guy who's 6 inches shorter, and then you got Kevin Durant, who's legit 6'11", almost 7 foot, right?
Correct. So, and a reminder to everybody out there, this is losers outs, right?
So losers outs.
Correct.
Losers outs. And three-pointers count.
We need at least 1, if not 2 defensive stops from a player for them to win the game.
Yep. All right, so this one, he says, I pick MJ. This is Lewis.
Yes.
Right on, Lewis. All right, this would be a tough matchup. I mean, Jordan is a beast defensively, dude. Kevin Durant has the agility, has the height to be able to pull up from anywhere on this guy, right? The challenge is that Jordan played in an era where, dude, you just beat each other up, man. Right? Yeah, they're all going to kind of self-ref their games. I mean, Jordan will just kind of break this guy down mentally, physically. I just think Jordan would beat him, man. I mean, it would be a close match.
Here's my thing, right?
Yep.
So Jordan could stop Durant.
Yeah.
And you're right. Jordan is 6'6", and Durant is 6'12".
Yep.
But when they both jump, Jordan is 8'5", and Durant's about 8'2". Jordan can just get up.
Yeah, he could.
For people that don't remember, not only can Jordan jump, the reason he's called Air Jordan is because when he jumps, He seems to stay up there while everybody else comes down.
Right.
And you can't forget that. Like, Durant definitely has the edge with his reach.
Yes.
But Jordan would just own him inside and out.
All right, man. So are you picking Jordan?
Yeah, this is Jordan.
I'm picking Jordan, too. All right. So that's Durant.
AI also said Jordan.
Yeah, I agree. All right. So Jordan is now the guy. All right. So now that's one of the guys. Now let's go to the next. You have one through four.
Okay. Let's go with three.
Three. That's three.
Three. Okay. And three is
Olajuwon.
Hakeem. All right. And then I'll pick card
number two.
Okay.
Now you got one and three.
Card number two.
That's one.
So Kobe versus Hakeem.
Kobe versus Hakeem.
Woo! And by the way, I have another fun fact.
Yes.
But this time I'm not going to say anything. Remind me at the end to give you the fun fact.
After we're done with the entire thing, or just
after
this
we're done? Match? No, after we're done with the entire thing.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just don't let me forget, because I felt like I ruined the last one, and now I don't want to say anything.
So Kobe versus Olajuwon now. Olajuwon, out of all the bigs that we have had in this entire best one-on-one player, best, you know, team of all time, we thought Olajuwon had the agility to deal with most guys on the perimeter, and he does. The other guy that I think that would be just as agile as him, if not more, from a defensive standpoint, to be able to handle the guards, At a size of like almost, because I think Olajuwon is 6'10", right?
And yeah, he's a little under 7 foot. Yeah.
You know, Garnett's 6'12", but he's not as agile. Olajuwon is agile as agile gets for a big guy, right? Because he's a soccer player, right? And he's just incredible with his footwork or feet work.
So for anybody who's watching, think Draymond Green but taller.
Yeah, but more agile. Way more agile.
Yeah, Draymond Green in his prime, nobody could get around him. That's Olajuwon.
Yeah. All right. So I, you know, this one is tough. Now they did play against each other a little bit.
Olajuwon was 97 years old.
Yeah, he was already at the end of his. Yeah, he was at the sunset of his career. Whereas Kobe's right in his prime. This one is tough, bro. You know, Olajuwon is just my favorite player, right? And he's very, very skilled on a lot of levels. I think that he has the agility to kind of create problems for Kobe. I think he's the guy that I think can probably contain most of the guys on this list, in my opinion, for his size.
Yeah.
Once he gets the ball, there's no way. The only way that someone's going to stop him is if they can steal the ball. And that's probably his only real liability, is that he's not the best dribbler in the world. He's not a bad dribbler. He's just not the best dribbler in the world. But he has the skill set to be able to shield, you know, the ball with his body to get down low and do whatever he needs to do, right?
Correct. His hardest challenge is going to be, so assuming that we're playing from the top of the three takeout or half court.
Yep.
Getting from there to inside the key is going to be his hardest challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But once he's in there.
Yeah, it's over.
It's good night, Kobe.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Now could Kobe D him up to a point where Olajuwon starts getting frustrated, he can't go down low all the time and start shooting outside shots, but then kind of favors Kobe a little bit because now he got somewhere he wants to, right? That's what he has to do that to frustrate Olajuwon. He has to, right?
Yeah.
Now, does he have the endurance? Does he have the mentality? He has the mentality in spades to do it, right?
Correct.
Does he have the size? Does he have the athleticism? Yes. Does he have the ability to stop Olajuwon more than Olajuwon stopping Kobe?
That's where I say no.
That's the difference, man.
Because here's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Olajuwon is an elite shot blocker.
Yes.
He's got elite footwork.
Yep.
He's an elite low post player.
Yes.
His mid-range, I'm going to say
it's good.
10 feet, 10 feet and in is very solid.
It's good.
Right. So, Cole, I think he would frustrate the bejesus out of Cole.
All right. So, you got.
I got a Keem.
I do too, man.
Yeah.
I have him too. It's close, though, bro. And you know what, Lewis? Lewis says a Keem
all the way.
The way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, man. So we got.
And for any of you youngsters that are yelling at us right now, we understand the greatness of Kobe. Go look at some Hakeem highlights, please. And in particular, go watch the NBA championship Houston against the Orlando Magic. And look what he did to Shaq. Just watch that.
Yeah.
Humiliated him. Humiliated Shaq.
He's a beast, dude. He's a beast. All right, man. So we got down to our last matchup, and then we have the final three, right?
All
right. So we have two, right, which is
Dominique versus Allen Iverson. All right. Let me see here. Let me find Dominique. There we go.
Allen Iverson.
All right. I'm almost there.
So here we got in my opinion, probably one of the hardest guys to ever stop one-on-one we have ever seen in Allen Iverson, dude.
Correct.
He is a freaking problem, dude.
Correct.
I mean, he'll break anybody down.
Correct.
Anybody. Okay? Correct. I mean, he's kind of what Ja Morant is right now, but way more, like, way quicker than Ja Morant. Ja Morant's more athletic than Allen Iverson.
Yes.
But not
He's a higher jumper.
He's a higher jumper.
I don't know if I'd say more athletic, but he's definitely got more
vertical. He's a higher jumper. Well, because I don't know how tall Ja is. I know that Allen Iverson is like 6 foot.
And barely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, So Lewis says, you forgot AI's decision.
Oh, you're right. For the last one, Jordan, what was our last two?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it was. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lewis. So, we had Hakeem versus Kobe.
Oh, Hakeem versus Kobe. AI had Hakeem.
Okay. And then the first one was, who was it? It was, number four was Kobe.
Jordan.
Oh, number three. We picked number three. Who's number three? Number three was, we had, Hakeem. We had Kobe. And then five. Oh, Durant. It was Durant versus Jordan.
Durant versus Jordan. I had Jordan.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Thanks, Lewis. Thanks for reminding us on that.
Thank you for reminding us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now we go back to Dominique versus Allen Iverson.
Okay.
All right. So I say Allen Iverson in spades, like in spades, dude. I think he would whip the crap out of Dominique.
Yeah, and I do too. For one simple fact, Dominique is a very streaky shooter.
Yes.
And if you can't at least shoot a little, which Allen Iverson could, you know, because you're going to get tired. You know, once you're attacking each other time and time again, especially these two guys, which it's a little bit of size difference. Dominique was what, 6'6", 6'7", something like that?
No, I think he was 6'5", 6'6", right around there.
He's 6'6". Jordan's close enough, and I'm with you. I think Allen Iverson would just shake him to death.
I think he would.
Dominique was not a great defender. His footwork was average for his position, and so Dominique would have Dominique's biggest strength is obviously his jumping capability, you know, he'll get a couple in on Iverson, that's fine, but Iverson's going to pick his pocket at least two or three times.
He's way too. So here's Lewis. Lewis says Allen Iverson is just too quick.
I agree. So we go with Allen Iverson.
All right, so I'm going Allen Iverson, and what does AI say?
AI says Dominique Wilkins.
No freaking way.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
AI says
Dominique.
Which AI engine are you using, man?
ChatGPT, baby. The original.
Use another one, bro. That one's out, bro. All right, man. So now we got down to the final.
I'm going Gemini next, bro.
So now we're going to the final three, right? And this is right. Now we're going to determine the best. We're going to have to go. The first matchup we want to do is let's go ahead and do Hakeem. Let's do Hakeem versus Allen Iverson. Okay?
Okay, let me find it. There it
this
is.
Hakeem this versus Allen. This is an interesting one, man.
This is a very interesting one. I agree.
Big time, man, because, Allen Iverson is just so freaking fast. and he would tire Hakeem Olajuwon out, right? But once Hakeem got the ball, it's over, bro.
But again, it's losers outs, right?
It's losers outs, but it's over, right, man. Like, it's like, but AI could probably pester him a bit to steal the ball because, you know, he was a good defender, like, for his size. You know, he'd have to anticipate and, you know, Hakeem's biggest weakness is his dribbling ability out of everything that he does. And Allen Iverson's biggest weakness is really his size. Really?
Correct.
Dude, this one's tough, bro.
This one is tough, but the thing about it is Hakeem can pull off of Iverson some because Iverson's three-point shooting isn't elite. It's okay.
It's not. I don't know if Allen Iverson would do that all the time. I think he would definitely shoot him just to keep Olajuwon out in the perimeter at times so that he can blow right by him for the next ones. He has to keep him honest because Hakeem could guard him to a point. But then Allen Iverson is just too fast. He get around him most of the time. But Hakeem is fast enough to recover.
Correct. He can jump in the air and recover. But I also think that if you're in the paint, once you're in the perimeter of the paint, Allen Iverson won't be able to get around Hakeem. Hakeem's quick enough to stay in front of him in the paint. Right?
Right. Right.
So the question is, will Hakeem chase him out to, 14, 15, 16 feet, and beyond? Or would Hakeem – so that's the question. How many of those kind of mid-range jumpers could AI pull off? And could Hakeem block one or two of them? Because there is a significant size difference, and Hakeem is an elite shot blocker. So he should be able to block one or two of those. But again, once Hakeem is in the paint, like, forget it. It's worse than Kobe. Like, he won't even feel Allen Iverson there.
Yeah. Dude, this one's like a toss-up to me, dude.
It is a toss-up just because it's such extremes.
It's extreme.
Correct. But for me, I just think that if this was Steph Curry, for example, it would worry me more.
Because, it would worry you more that Steph could take out
Hakeem? Well, I think Steph would have a better shot than Hakeem because Steph is just such an elite shooter.
Oh, you mean that Steph would have a better shot against Hakeem?
Yes, because Hakeem would have to come out.
Yeah, he has to.
Steph would go. I don't think Hakeem has to come out as much for Iverson, and then that negates some of the quickness.
I hear you. That's a good call, dude. That's a good call. I mean, Allen Iverson would definitely have to make his outside shots because Olajuwon has the agility to keep up with him a lot of times for his drives and be able to recover quickly because he's agile, right?
Correct.
This one's tough, dude. I'm gonna lean towards Olajuwon only because. My heartstrings because I do like him a lot. I just think this would be a problem. What do you think?
No, I'm with you. I think Hakeem would have him. I don't think Iverson could make enough of the 3-point or any like the perimeter shooting is going to be. He's probably his career wise for 2 points he's probably like 40% shooter.
Yeah,
maybe mid 40s. He misses every other shot. Once he misses, Hakeem's getting that rebound and forget it.
All right, what you're saying, Olajuwon? I say Olajuwon.
Yep.
I don't know what Lewis says. Lewis says
Hakeem was this
Hakeem,
was easy.
This was
yeah,
easy.
I agree. I agree. I think
what does AI say?
AI says Hakeem.
Oh shoot! All right, man. So now we're down to Hakeem versus Jordan. All right, this is it, and this is to crown the best one-on-one player of all time. All right. Now it could have been Jordan versus AI, or Jordan versus Hakeem. We both said Hakeem. AI says Hakeem, and this one is a one-on-one. Man,
same draft class. The first and the third pick.
Right, Hakeem was the number one pick. Jordan was the third pick.
Correct. Sam Bowie stuck in the middle. You see him? The blank in the middle. That's Sam Bowie.
Yeah, man. All right, man. So this one. Dude, this one's tough, dude. I mean, because Jordan, even though let's put it this way. Jordan wasn't necessarily the greatest at shooting outside shots. I would put him as a streakier kind of shooter. He could shoot, but he's more known to be an overall player that does a lot of things well, right? He wasn't really a great shooter, though. He's a great dribbler. Right. He's a great passer, great defender. He was... like a five-tool player at basketball, right? If you want to call it, right? I would say that shooting probably wasn't his biggest strength, but his mid-range shot was ridiculous, right?
Well, yeah, it's also which Jordan do we pick, right? So if we pick
elite, I mean, we have to pick the prime.
90-91 Jordan?
The prime. Yeah. We have to pick
No, but what I'm saying is here's the irony with Jordan, right? 90-91 Jordan, very athletic, very aggressive, so shooting. Right? Yep. 98, 99, 2000 Jordan, less athletic, better shooter. right?
Which is kind of
I would opt for early 90s Jordan, right? Because that's the best Jordan, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you pick that Jordan, I feel it's the same scenario. I feel that Olajuwon's just going to own him because Jordan won't be able to move him. And Jordan is less quick than Iverson. And yeah, you and I just.
But he's bigger, though. He's bigger and he's stronger. Like he can withstand.
Not Eddie, but in my opinion, not big enough and not strong enough.
Oh, dude, no, man.
He is bigger.
I'm picking Jordan, bro. And I hate to do that because Akeem's my favorite player of all time. But just seeing their games, I see both of these guys play. And, dude, Olajuwon, as skilled as he is, Jordan has the skill of just the mental toughness, dude. He does not – you won't lose, dude.
So I'm gonna give you a little story. And I'm picking right. Akeem. So
Okay. We're going to have to have AI. When you and I just have a dispute – All right? We're going to have AI pick. Yes. And by the way, Lewis says the team is the winner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm going to give you a little story.
I'm saying Jordan.
So there's right? a little story. The two right. years that Akeem won his championship
yes.
were the 2 years that Jordan played baseball.
Correct.
Outside of that, they never faced each other in a championship game. But someone once said that the one guy that Jordan was afraid of facing, the one guy that he really thought would beat him, was Olajuwon's Houston Rockets. Correct. Olajuwon's Houston Rockets, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think Jordan was right. Like, Jordan never faced anybody like Olajuwon.
Yeah. All right, man. So what does the AI say?
So this is my little tidbit, right? AI has Akeem as the winner.
No.
Yeah.
All right, man. So, I'm the only one picking Jordan. Lewis picked Akeem. You picked Akeem. AI picked Akeem. Right.
Yeah.
All right, man. So our greatest one-on-one player. Now you can go ahead and crown him, bro. We have slide that shows Akeem as the overall winner of our one-on-one. Man, that was great. Hey, that was a fun process, bro.
I love that. I'll tell you, man.
That was a lot of fun, and the AI element was pretty sweet, man. Because you know we got to find out that ChatGPT is probably the worst AI engine out of all. Right now,
but
right?
little fun fact, Eddie, as I was looking at this.
Right.
Akeem beat everyone. Akeem didn't lose.
Oh, so that's the fun fact that you wanted to say.
Well, there's two fun facts. Akeem didn't lose, and Allen Iverson didn't win.
No way.
Yes.
That's what AI said.
And I can give you, like, for example, one that the crowd may be wanting. Jordan beat everyone except Akeem, which means a Jordan-Kobe matchup, which is, I think, something that would interest. That was Jordan.
Right.
You know, Dominique lost to everybody except Allen Iverson, right? So Dominique only won once against Allen Iverson.
Right.
As I mentioned, Akeem beat everybody. Durant beat Dominique. Durant beat Kobe. And Durant beat Allen Iverson. So Durant won 3. So Kobe only really beat Allen Iverson and Dominique Wilkins.
Dude, it's time for you to go to DeepSeek, dude. Forget ChatGPT, bro. Dude, what the heck, man? All right, man. So
Eddie, all that aside, I do think if this was 2-on-2, I think Jordan would have the edge against Akeem. But 1-on-1, I just think Akeem, he is one of the best built 1-on-1 players that you could possibly build.
Yeah. I mean,
because he's big, he's strong, he can block shots, and he's quick on his feet.
Yeah, he's quick on his feet. He's got quick hands.
Correct.
He could shoot. He actually could shoot. He started shooting threes kind of towards the end of his career. That wasn't his thing, but he could do it. You know,
he could. It's a skill that if he played in today's game, he probably could have developed. And here's the thing. Akeem wasn't fast from one end of the court to the other. He was quite lumbering. But once he was in the paint, like side to side and quick footwork, forget it, dude.
Yeah, dude. Right on, man, dude.
Yeah, all right.
Well, hey, man,
that was fun.
That was a lot of fun, man. So we went ahead and did a coverage of the NBA All-Star Weekend. We talked a little bit about, the new format and, my brush with a former NBA player and his opinion on, what he thought was the biggest skill. Also, his best starting all-time five that he had, which is very close to what Twan and I had a few podcasts ago. So you can kind of look at that podcast to see how we picked. But then we went ahead and dovetailed to this 6-week process Actually, it was a 7-week process because the 7th week is where we crowned the best divisional team, which was the Central Division, right? The Central Division was the, let me see, who was it? It was the one with LeBron, right?
Correct. Yep.
All right. So the Central Division was LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Reggie Miller, Isaiah Thomas, and Michael Jordan. That was the best divisional team of all time. Again, that's the Central Division of the Eastern Conference. And then we went through this process of trying to determine the best one-on-one player of all time. And we used AI in all of these cases to kind of break some tiebreakers, give their opinion. Again, DeepSeek should be used. Okay. No more ChatGPT. Right? Just kidding. But anyway, so, who we crown as the best one-on-one player of all time, surprisingly, I thought would be Michael Jordan, but everybody selected Hakeem Olajuwon. Yep. ChatGPT, Twan, and also one of our guests, or one of our listeners on the show also chimed in and said Hakeem as well. We had to go ahead and pick Hakeem Olajuwon. It's going to be interesting to see kind of the outcry potentially that we're going to get in the comments section.
Go right? Back to your guys and see what they think about that.
I actually invited them to be on the show, but they couldn't do it. You know, we're going to have this big banter fest. It would have probably taken us 2 hours to do the show if we had all those guys on there, man. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do that. But anyway, dude, this is a fun show, man. This is a fun process. We're going to come up with another process at some point. We're going to figure this out. But, you know, next week we're going to go ahead and continue coverage of the NBA because it's coming back from the All-Star break. There was a game that started tonight, Charlotte versus the Lakers. And then I think tomorrow's when most of the teams come back. So we're going to go ahead and cover what happened over the week of the NBA season, what's transpired over that last week. And then we're going to come up with some kind of other format of something that we can do fun like this, right? We'll figure it out, man. But this was a fun process. Yep. We enjoyed it. This is episode number 38 of Buzzer Beaters. You can find us on gremlinsmedia.com. You can find us on any other podcast outlet that you can think of, such as Pandora, YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, X, you name it. Just go ahead and call us out. If you like our show, please give us a thumbs up. We appreciate the support. We're here live every Wednesday, okay? Live here because we want to hear from you. We want to get your commentary. And Lewis, thank you for all your comments and for being an avid listener to our show. We really appreciate the support. But anyway, this is Eddie Aparicio. This is Anthony Twan Corral. We are the Cisco Kids, and this is Buzzer Beaters, episode 38, and we are signing off.